Usapang P.
Puso,
pamilya,
puson,
puwerta.
Good morning, it's another Friday. Happy Friday, Doc Faye.
Akala mo sabihin. Ano ba last Friday na ng September?
Ay, oo nga, napakabilis.
Hindi nyo ba na-realize yun?
Napakabilis, Doc Faye.
And then we go on to the last quarter of the year.
Alright.
Oh, diba?
Last quarter na.
Oo.
Eh, pag last quarter na, pasabog ang ating usapan sa usapang P.
Siyempre.
Oo, hindi na natin patatagalin, Doc Faye, dahil excited ang everyone. Diba? Kasi usapang P, anong P natin this week, Doc Faye?
Lahat na kinopo natin. Pero Siyempre, yung highlight ng lahat ng mga P natin, of course, puwerta.
Ayan. Kaya po ang ating episode for this morning, puwerta ko.
Paki mo.
Alright.
At may special guest tayo.
Ayaw namin patagalin pa eh. Diba? Ang atin pong pag-uusapan ngayong umaga na ito ay may kinalaman of course sa mga puwerta. Ayan. At ang pag-embrace nito para sa atin. What does it mean? Diba? To embrace our sexuality. Alright. At very special po ang ating panauhin dahil siya po isang mamamahayag na tumatalakay ng mga issue sa sexual health rights. Katulad na HIV, AIDS, reproductive health at gender issues. Ay, kilala po siya dahil malamang nakita nyo na po kanyang mga isinulat, no? Kanyang mga
nabasa
sa iba't ibang mga pahayagan. Hindi lamang po dito sa
International. Ang peg ng guest natin. Hindi nga ako makapagsalita at starstruck nga ako dito. Talagang alam mo, long-awaited guesting.
Yes. So po. At nakapagsulat na siya sa Washington Post, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Foreign Policy, IRIN, tama ba? News, Rappler, The Atlantic. Ito hindi ko masyadong alam ba siya.
Ma-pronounce.
Deutsche Welle, Germany. Deutsche Welle. And The Guardian. At nag-fellow din po siya, Miel Fellow ng Pulitzer Centers noong 2014. At nakatanggap din siya ng pagkilala nitong sa Hildegard para sa kanya advocacy upang mapalaganap ang kamalayan ukol sa mga issue ng kababaihan sa pamamagitan ng media. O, di ba?
Yan. Tapos doon nga tayo nagkakilala, di ba?
Minsan, meron nga ako nakita na description about her na she built a career about sex that is not porn.
Parang ako rin lang yan. Kumikitang pangpabuhayan talaga ang sex.
Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, ang atin pong panauhin sa Usapang P ngayong umaga na ito, welcome sa Usapang P, Miss Ana P. Santos.
Hello po. Magandang umaga. Magandang umaga ho sa lahat na nakikinig.
Yes. Magandang umaga, Miss Ana. Ito na po. Nako, exciting ating usapan, no?
Bilisan na natin. Bilisan na natin. Ng isang oras. Baka magkaroon pa tayo ng part 2.
Opo. Miss Ana, ano ibig sabihin nung career about sex na hindi about porn? Diba? Kasi usually pag sinabi natin na ayaw natin pag-usapan yung mga yan, lalo na sa media, sa radyo, diba?
Correct. Kasi alam mo, inumpisan ko talaga yung career ko, writing career. Writing about sex. I was writing a sex column in a men's magazine.
Yeah.
And I realized na parang pigil pa rin yung usapan sa sex. Pero men's magazine na yun. Sex column na yun. And then, if you talk about sex, parang kailangan lang yung mga kilitian, kilig, yeah. Very titillating. Sabi ko, bakit napaka one-dimensional ng aspect of sex? And I'm not saying na hindi importante yun. Siyempre, importante yung pleasure, yung sexuality. Pero hindi natin nakikita yung kabuuan.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Ng sexuality. So that's how I envisioned the way that we should talk about sex in a healthy, non-judgmental way. That's very respectful sa iyong mga pananaw at sa iyong mga paniniwala.
Ano aba. Oo. Parang parehas ng mission, vision ng usapang P. As if mission, vision tayo. Pero ganun talaga ang perspektibo kung bakit nagkaroon ng usapang P.
Parehas tayo. Merong gap talaga sa market in terms of the way that we talk about sex. Pero, tingnan mo naman, 4 babies born daw every minute. So, we're not talking a lot about sex, but we're certainly having a lot of it.
Yep.
That's why there are a lot of babies. Alam ni Doc Faye yan.
Alam ko yan.
Correct.
Oo. Miss Anna, itong sexual health rights, di ba? Maybe it's, nung una ko itong nakita, ha? Di ba, rights about sex, it's something also we don't talk about. What are these rights ba natin? Ano mga karapatan natin? Parang, pag, kasi sabi mo nga, pinag-usapan natin, text, ay, yung sex, parang kinikilig-kilig, ganyan siya lumalabas sa media, di ba?
It's something pabulong-bulong.
Na, pabulong. It's something
patago.
Yung dandang din ako namulat sa aspeto ng rights when it comes to sexual health. Nung naimbitahan ako at nakapunta ako sa mga iba-ibang health conference abroad, doon nakita ko at medyo feeling ko, naiingit ako na very multi-layered yung pag-discuss ng sexual health. Meron pang reproductive health justice. Pero buto muna tayo sa sexual health rights. Yeah. So there, yung nakita ko na meron talaga tayong, it's your right to know this information, okay, so that you have adequate information. Yung adequate, ibig natin sabihin, hindi lang yung one aspect of abstinence, diba? So may yung aspect ng birth control, yung aspect of how your body works, okay, also the other aspect of healthy relationships, boundaries, diba? Consent. Lahat yun nasa sexual health rights. I think nga sabi ko nga, you know, the sexual choices that you make equal life decisions.
Tama.
Lalo na dito sa atin sa Pilipinas na we have such a large or a high number of teen pregnancies. And ang hirap bumangon ng mga girls natin pag nabuntis ng maaga. Hindi lang, dun pa lang medyo mahirap nang makabangon ulit, right? Pero yung nakikita pa natin na nuance ng teen pregnancy natin is multiple teen pregnancies. Meaning, by the time that they're 19, some girls, there's like the latest count was I think more than 18,000 by the Philippine Statistics Authority. More than 18,000 girls by the time that they're 18 have two children.
Oh, tama yung statistics mo, Miss Anna. So, kaya nga sabi natin, pag ikaw ay nabuntis at the age of 14, 16, imposibleng hindi ka mabubuntis by the age of 2 years after that. While you're still a teen, di ba?
Right.
Pwede nga tatlong anak during the puberty period.
Yun nga yung pinaka nami-miss ko sa ating usapan when it comes to sexual health rights. Pwede natin i-manage yung fertility natin. At pag-manage ng fertility natin, it's not just birth control, population control. Ang daming kasing mga, minsan may hugot, right? But it's also about planning your future.
Yeah.
And just pacing it. Opo, ang daming implications. It's really just about pacing your life. It's too early to start having children when you are a teen. At yun na nga yung nakakalungkot.
Oo.
Nagiging multiple teen pregnancies pa.
At crucial ang prevention ng first teen pregnancy.
Yun. Nagiging
diba,
very crucial.
Pag pinag-uusapan natin kapag ka family planning methods, reproductive health, yung family planning methods. Pero kasi ang importante doon, yung prevention ng unang-unang pagbubuntis na hindi napaghandaan.
Sabi nga ng former commissioner natin ng NYC or National Youth Commission, si Percy Sandania, ang ganda-ganda ng sinabi niya, napakatotoo. Sabi niya, it's like floodgates have opened once a teenage girl gets pregnant. It's almost inevitable that she gets pregnant again and again. And when you think about it, napaplano naman ng pregnancy.
Yes.
May birth control naman. O, hindi natin sinasabi na nagpipigil tayo, huwag ka mag-anak ha. Planuhin lang po natin. Ilagay sa tamang panahon.
Mm-mm.
At yung mga ganyang bagay, sa totoo lang, may implications, snowballing effect, hindi lang sa reproductive career.
Mm-mm.
Pag tinignan mo yung bigger picture natin, yung socioeconomic, yung productivity nila as members ng society, at the end of the day, tatamaan yun.
Kahapon, sinusulat ko yung aking column sa Rappler, which is called Dash of Sass, and I came across a study by the United Nations Population Fund. Yung sinasabi niyo po, Doc Faye, yung economic na loss natin is about 33 billion pesos. Dahil nga, meron kang isang teenage girl who gets pregnant early, yung ramifications nun, she can't finish school. And then because she doesn't finish school, she's not able to get a good paying job.
Yeah.
And that yung economic loss,
no? Malami yan.
At hindi lang yun sa kanyang health, at sa health din ng kanyang dinadalang anak.
Talagang may hang up pa ako sa snow.
Iba yung ibig sabihin ng snowball effect kayo. Naisip ko yung
ano. Parang gusto kong bumalik sa snow.
Speaking of snow, di ba? You've traveled, you've been to Paris and Dubai, di ba? You did your research there about OFWs.
Yes.
And I think you, I see your post, you traveled a lot, di ba? Ano, Miss Anna. And then, do you see a trend in terms of how women perceive themselves, mm-hmm. di ba, around the world? And yung may ganun bang trend? And is there anything unique about the Filipino women?
Yung kakasulat ko lang yan sa, ako lagi ko hinahanap yung aspeto ng sex. Mm-hmm. Sa lahat ng mga sinusulat ko,
meron yeah. palagi yan.
Ko talaga. Oo, nasan dito yung reproductive health rights at yung reproductive justice natin. Mm-hmm. So that's what I always look for. And dun naman sa usapan natin ng migrant workers, I was just writing about that. I had covered Denmark. So we have a lot of young Filipinas going there as au pairs on a cultural exchange program. And then in the Middle East, which is like Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, a lot of our women there, it's a mix, but a lot of them are household service workers. And a lot, dun pa rin, nagkakaproblema tayo sa unplanned pregnancies. And then I said, what are we missing? You know, are we just carrying over the lack of information and the ignorance here that we have? Kasi wala naman nagtuturo sa atin eh, yeah. na you have the right. Diba? To plan your pregnancies, to choose when to get pregnant, to choose who to have sex with, and when to have sex with them.
Shrel, nakakalungkot din lang naiisip ko. Kasi even as a member of the medical society involved with the care of pregnant women, ano, sa totoo lang, ngayon na pag-iisipan ko na yung usapin din ang tungkol sa sexual health, hindi rin namin masyado nabibigyang pansin eh. Very clinical ang approach namin, ang take namin on reproductive health. Pero pag tinignan mo, kapag sexuality na ang pinag-uusapan, hindi pa rin ganun ka-open. Even the medical society that I belong in, hindi pa rin, which should be part of how we counsel our patients, yung kabuuan ng ating mga kababaihan. Yung sinasabi mo, Miss Anna, na ano, na education,
yes.
part kami dapat ng gumagawa nun eh.
And there's certainly a place for yung medical, no? Kasi the whole sexual act, it's biological, it's biology
tama.
Na. Pero ang pinaghuhugutan, no, mahilig naman tayo sa hugots, right? Ang pinaghuhugutan nun ay napaka-emotional, di ba? Kaya ka nga nakikipag-sex sa isang tao because it's pleasurable. Because you're attracted to that
connection.
Person. Yes. Connection. Intimacy. Mm-hmm. So I think that part is also missing. And I see nga in napakalaki ng ramifications ng unplanned pregnancy dito sa mga migrant workers natin. Can you imagine dito na nga mahirap to be pregnant and on your own and alone? Paano pa kaya pag nasa ibang bansa ka?
Mm-hmm.
Where your visa may be dependent, your working visa may be dependent on you being single and not pregnant in the case of au pairs in Denmark, or mas mabigat sa Gulf region where unwed pregnancy and pregnancy out of wedlock are punishable, are crimes.
Tama, sa ibang mga bansa, no?
Correct, they're punishable by imprisonment. Makukulong ka talaga.
Napakalaki implication
ngayon. Ang laki-laki ng implications nun. And then there's no means for them to, buti nga tayo yung mga migrant workers natin, inaalagaan pa because we have consulates there and embassies, no? Nakita talaga namin dun sa jail when we were visiting the women in jail in Qatar, yung mga ibang nationalities, sabik na makausap kami because they don't have the support of their embassies. And I was asking, paano yun kung ako yun, nasa kulungan ako? Wala. They'll try to get in touch with your family if you can. And then, ikaw na lang bahala or there's a huge risk for you to be forgotten there.
Mm-mm. So, ang dami-dami mga ganito mga kwento. No? What do we do about it? No? How do we raise a generation? Or, ayaw kasi na ngayon ng, ano eh, ayaw natin ng preachy eh, diba? So, how do we go about it? No? Teaching women how to embrace their sexuality. Pag-usapan natin yan sa ating pagbabalik, no? Sexuality. Puwerta ko, paki mo. Ayan, dito po yan sa pagbabalik ng usapang PISA DZP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa
Samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
All Nippon Airways in cooperation with UP Center for International Studies, the Japan Foundation Manila, and Japan National Tourism Organization bring you Rakugo in English, a Japanese sit-down comedy with special Japanese artists to enthrall Philippine audience. On October 6 at 6 p.m., there will be a special performance at the Aldaba Hall, University Theater Complex, Magsaysay Avenue, UP Diliman. For more information, you may contact UPCIS at 981-8500, Local 2460, or at 426-7573. This is brought to you by ANA, UPCIS, JFM, and JNTO in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Honest ka ba?
Miss, nahulog cellphone mo.
Manong, labis po ang sukli nyo.
Naku ma'am, bawal pong lagay. Ito po ang ticket nyo.
Honesty is still the best policy. Eh ikaw, tapat ka ba?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Usapang P.
Puso,
pamilya,
puson,
puwerta.
Panahon na. Ipinanganak si Margaret Higgins Sanger noong September 14, 1879 sa Corning, New York. Isa siyang birth control activist, sex educator, writer, at nurse. Si Sanger ang nagbukas ng unang birth control clinic sa Estados Unidos at naaresto siya dahil dito. Ayon kay Sanger, kailangan ng kababaihan ang birth control hindi lang para sa kanilang kalusugan, kundi para rin maging pantay ang kanilang mga oportunidad kumpara sa mga lalaki. Hawak ng kababaihan ang kanilang sexualidad. Panahon na.
Alright, tama, panahon na, no? Para pag-usapan natin.
Matagal ng panahon na. Galit-galit na naman si doktora, no? Ang aga-aga.
Medyo combative, eh.
Opo, dahil natin pinag-uusapan sa umaga na ito.
Very, very close to my heart.
Ayan, ang puwerta ko.
Paki mo. O, pwedeng puwerta mo.
Paki ko.
Ganun lang naman, di ba? At bagay na bagay ang ating special guest para dito sa episode na to.
Yes.
Kilala mo na uli, Shirelle.
Welcome back po kay Miss
Anna. Para sa mga kaka-tune in lang.
Ayan, Miss Anna P. Santos, ang ating pong kasama. Ngayong umaga po na ito, talking about mga puwerta mo, paki ko. Ayan, mga ganyan. Ano? Kaya puwerta ko, paki mo. Alright, sexuality po natin bilang mga kababaihan. Ang dami na na-share ni Miss Anna kanina, no? Na wait lang, oo nga, no? Yung mga kababaihan natin.
Ang bilis nga eh. Ang bilis mag-forward nung discussion. Ang dami na agad nating natalaka.
Oh, we talk about sexual health rights at nabanggit nga po natin kanina, no? Ang ilan po sa mga kailangan yata ay i-forward na natin yung ganitong mga usapin,
correct,
no? Kasi ang daming implication, no, ng pagbubuntis o kaya yung sa future ng isang babae, no? Pero hindi lahat kasi ay napoprotektahan niya o nabibigyan niya ng may sarili siyang desisyon o choice dun sa pagbubuntis.
Sa totoo lang, awareness lang muna.
Awareness.
Yung self-awareness. Oh. Kahit yun man lang na hindi ba parang bawat babae, hindi kasi lahat eh. Ang isip eh, kapag inisip mo ito at kahit nga lang yung pag-iisip ng tungkol sa katawan at ang tungkol sa puwerta mo, parang ang dumi na agad eh. Parang, ay, teka, meron kang filtering na nagaganap sa sarili mong utak. Paano ba natin yung lalagpasan yung ganoong hurdle ba, kumbaga?
Oo. So, ito na nga ang tanong natin, Doc
Faye. Tatanong ko yan. Miss Anna, kailan mo pwedeng sabihin na puwerta ko, paki mo?
Ako sa unang panahon pa lang. Mm-hmm. Yung dapat meron tayong sense of body autonomy. Hindi yan, ang realization ko, isa din akong nanay, no? Ang realization ko is pagturo ng body autonomy nag-uumpisa pa lang pagbata. And you just have to adjust that message to the age. Pero for example, ito naging namulat lang din ako when I started reading and doing the work that we do. For example, yung pagturo parang sa mga anak natin na, oh, hindi mo kailangan bumeso sa lahat.
May choice ka. May choice ka. Ayaw mo bang ibeso si tito or si tita? That's one, right? Okay. I didn't realize that that was such an empowering message to teach our kids.
Tama.
You can choose who to be close to or who to make beso with, right? That's one. And then yung isa pa is private parts. Ang nabasa ko na magandang ituro sa when they're young is yung area ng bathing suit mo. Naka-cover yan, those are private parts. And only you will have the autonomy or the say to who gets to see it, who gets to touch it, at ito pa bago kasi technological age na tayo, who gets to take pictures of it.
Ah.
Diba? Bago rin yun. And so, pag tinatanong sa akin, when do you start talking about sex or the part of, you know, telling your kids about sex? The minute that they ask. The minute that they ask. And kung di man masyadong late ngayon,
pwedeng habulin.
Pwedeng habulin. At napaka-importanting lesson nun, di ba?
Yes. Pero ito na nga yung tanong. Kasi even ito na nga, yung bata, napaka-innocent. Pag in-explain mo sa kanila, naiintindihan nila. Minsan sila pa magsasabi ng mga terms. Tapos yung matatanda pa yung nahihiya. Di ba? So, we're educating our children. Pero yung mga nasa paligid, sila naman yung parang wait lang. Mas nahihiya pa silang pag-usapan. Diba?
Generational kasi yan. At saka, culture natin, it comes from what our elders teach us. Kaya nga, ang importante pa lang, habang bata, natuturuan mo na maging komportable sa sarili niyang balat. Yeah. Hindi lang yan naka-focus sa sexuality, pati doon sa personalidad, in terms of self-esteem. Kung ang inward, hindi kasi palagi talagang magmamatch yung inward at saka outward. At ang napapansin ko sa ating culture, masyado tayong naka-focus sa panlabas. Nakaanyuan. Kahit naman panlabas din ang ating puwerta, dahil natatakpan siya, parang nasa loob na rin siya. Pero extension siya nung ating spirit, baga. Yeah. So parang kailangan congruent palagi yung pag-iisip at pagtuturo sa ating mga anak. At doon sa, dahil lalo na ako isang ina ko, at ang aking advocacy din bilang isang OBGYN, ay turuan din ng mga ina kung paano nila tuturuan ang kanilang mga anak. Hindi lang sa batang babae, ha? Dapat babae at lalaki. Ang pinag-usapan natin, gender sensitivity, Sa atin din manggagaling ang pagtuturo sa mga anak nating lalaki kung paano re-respetuhin ang sarili nila bilang mga lalaki at the same time, ang katawan ng mga babae at ang personalidad at autonomy ng mga babae. Doon, sa bahay talaga lahat nagsisimula
ang lahat. Ako, ang siguro, ito yung curiosity ko, no? Kung sakali, wala pa naman akong anak, pero kung halimbawa, meron akong mga kapatid, no, na mas bata, and they ask about sex, what do I tell them about it? Kasi merong yung the birds and the bees analogy, mga ganyan. Does it work? Ano ba yung, is there a best way to educate children about sex at an early age?
Ako, ang daming lessons kasi na naka-incorporate in the way that we talk about sex. For example, dun pa lang sa pagtinanong tayo yung hindi tayo mahihiya or hindi tayo parang giggling or nababastusan, that already sends the signal or the tone na hindi mo dapat ikahiya to. Normal magtanong ng mga ganyan to. Ay, natural, hindi naman natin alam
matter
yung mga yan,
fact,
right?
Ito kung paano tayo nag-uusap ng ganito, dapat ganun din natin kakausapin yung mga anak natin. Okay. Kasi kung pabulong, patawa, tapos o di kaya ay parang isinasantabi lang natin yung mga tanong nila. Doon na kagad alam na nila ang very intuitive kaya ang mga bata.
Tama. And then, ilagay natin sa konteksto ng if and then. Parang consequence-wise, I think that's also a great lesson that sex education can teach us. Yung thinking about the future, what your actions now will dictate in the future. Napaka-importante.
Andiyan pa rin tayo sa planning. Miss Anna, kanina pa rin yung planning na yan.
Pagpaplano.
Diba? Ang buhay pinaplano. Correct. Ang pag-aasawa pinaplano. Even ang sexualidad pinaplano yan. Parte ng pagpaplano yan.
I was at this forum where I had an occasion to speak, and there was a gathering of both parents and young people in that forum. And na ang ganda kasi pareho sila nagtatanong, itong side ng parents, itong side ng mga anak, at na-realize ko, you know, both of them want to talk to each other about sex. They just don't know how. So, I told the kids, I was saying, can I speak as a parent?
nakaka-afraid, hindi ba? Nakaka-afraid na tanungin ka ng anak mo. And then, hindi mo alam. And I tried to explain to the kids, I hope you understand that for us parents, medyo may pride namin yun eh.
Tama.
Ever since you were children, alam namin lahat ng sagot. Ngayon, parang, whoa, we're faltering. Medyo, give us a little bit of time or kung hindi man namin masagot kaagad, alalayan mo kami. I said, there's always Google, right? We can Google it together.
Come to think, isa-segue ko lang yung Google na yan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bilang magulang pa rin, ha? Mm-hmm. Alam mo, pag hindi natin sinagot ang tanong ng mga anak natin, yan mismo eh. Hahanapin at hahanapin nila yung sagot. Mm-hmm. Ang tanong, saan sila maghahanap ng sagot? Buti may Google. Meron ka pang mga kaibigan. Paano kung naman sa mga taong wala ring alam na pupulot ang sagot? Di pare-parehas na lang. Maling information agad, mahirap nang i-correct.
Tama. At meron tayo ditong text in question mula kay Shara. Sabi niya, in relation to sa question ko kanina, kung ikaw po bilang nakakatandang kapatid, gusto niyong pag-usapan yung ganyang topic, pero yung parents niyo po still very close-minded and ayaw na kausapin niyo mga kapatid about it, how do you address that kind of situation? Di ba na sa atin, hindi lang naman nag-iisa ang nagpapalaki sa bata.
Ooh.
Ang
buong
pamilya,
buong barangay.
Correct.
Yan ang Pilipino.
Hindi naman natin kailangan pag-usapan sa buong barangay. But you have to find someone you trust. Hindi ba? You have to find someone you trust. Kasi, okay, dun tayo sa kailangan natin alamin tong information na to. That's one. And then second is, instinctively, gusto natin malaman, paano ba magrelasyon? Minsan yun ang umpisa, di ba? Mm-hmm. The younger they are, sometimes they'll ask me, Ma'am Anna, paano ba yung malalaman kung true love na?
Yeah. Oh,
pasukin natin sa ganun. Okay. Let's take the cue from them.
Yes.
And then, doon natin pasukan ng other information or biological information na kailangan nila.
Oh.
And then also, ang na-realize ko just with my own child is, akala ko dati, ini-envision ko, okay, pag 16 na yung anak ko, I will sit her down and we will have this sex talk. Hindi pala ganun.
Hindi.
Diba, magtatanong sila, maaga pa lang. At hindi naman nila mako-comprehend kaagad. So, naging mahabang usapan namin mag-ina. Yung sex, yung sexuality. Ngayon, siya nang nag-o-orient sa akin sa gender at sexuality spectrum. Naging conversation. Yes. So, huwag tayong kabahan na we have to know all the answers right away. Hindi, panghabang buhay na usapan siya. Pero, yes. And it's a learning opportunity for both
the parents
and the children. Pero babalikan ko lang, iba-iba ho yung hulma ng mga pamilya.
Oo. Yun na nga. Halimbawa, conservative
yung mga lolo't lola. Ikaw, Shirelle,
ikaw
mismo, pag mangyari yan sa'yo, may kapatid ka ba?
Meron ang kapatid, di ba?
Mas nakakabata?
Mas nakakabata.
Oh, sige.
Pero nasa
in a theoretical,
na
theoretical, sa tingin mo, ano ang gagawin mo?
Oo. Kasi kung conservative ang parents mo at sa'yo nagtatanong, eh di ba sabihin, wag mong sagutin yan, di ba? So, do it. I hear some advice, no? Kasi parang parent ka na rin sa kapatid mo. I hear some advice na kapag ka ganoon, if the person wants to talk to you in private, halimbawa yung kapatid mo wants to ask you in private, then tell that the kid in private. Ako, pagalitan ako ng parents ko, bakit mo in-educate? Well, I don't think I did something wrong. I will tell my brother about it.
Oh, di ba yan ang puwerta ko paki mo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, di ba?
Yeah,
example na yan.
Oh, at meron kang, kung hindi man kapatid, meron tayong, di ba, mga tita mami.
Circle, yes.
We have,
tita mami.
Oh, di ba?
Lalo marami na tayong tita mami.
Correct.
Feeling ko ako yan eh. Ako yan. Tita mami.
Sinabi ko sa mga parents, kung ikaw mismo hindi ka comfortable, you need to train yourself to talk about it, then find a tita mami.
Parang surrogate.
Yes. Yeah. Or an older cousin or someone that your child can trust. And you also know that you can trust this person to give proper information. Huwag na tayo please mag-spread ng misconceptions. Yung mga fake news.
Ang dami
fake
na ngayon.
News.
Fake news. Huwag nang pati ba naman sexual health. If fake news pa rin.
Alam mo, Shrel, Doc Fisa, 2017 na ha, I still hear, can I jump after having sex and hindi na ako mabubuntis?
Parang malaglo.
Sabi ko, taasan ba natin yung pagtalo natin? Nandun ba sa ganun? Or nag-shower naman daw sila after? Or yung pinaka-nakakalungkot, gumagamit daw ng Calypso plastic, the same plastic that we use for ice candy, as a substitute for condoms.
No.
Talaga?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Meron talaga tayong gap sa information at sa pag-access. you know, meron pa tayo, di ba, yung batas natin na reproductive health law, it prohibits minors from accessing birth control services.
Yes. Yan ang parental consent. Yan yung revision, di ba? Yan yung doon sa implementing rules and regulation. Yan yung tinanggal nilang provision noon doon sa original. Meron yan, tapos yan yung tinanggal nila. Eh, sa tingin ko personally, kailangan nga ng mga kabataan itong ganitong impormasyon at even access to these kinds eh. Kaya napakahirap talaga.
And you know, worldwide scientific data shows us that when young people are given information, yung information natin, i-define natin na hindi lang po abstinence. So, a myriad of choices. Okay, when it comes to sexual health, when it comes to having sex, worldwide yan, it shows that number one, adults or young adults will delay having sex. And number two, when they do decide to have sex, they will do it safely. Meaning, empowered sila to know about condoms, to demand condom use, and also to say no.
Yeah.
Part yun, di ba? Again, part ako, paki mo, part yun.
Tama.
And saying no.
Saying no. And let's talk more about that. Saying no, when do I say yes? And then when do I say no? Sa pagbabalik po yan ng usapang P dito sa DZP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Kaibigan, sikay na! Huh? Ma'am, classmates, sikay na! Huh? Mga kasama, sikay na! Huh?
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikay kilos. Sisikay na sa At Your Service tuwing Biyernes, alas 12 ng tanghali.
Now on its second year, Talent.com brings you Launchpad 2.0 hashtag Masmatayo on September 29, 7 p.m. at the Christian Cafe Commonwealth. An open mic night for the talented and aspiring individuals featuring PhilCast beatbox artist, Clark Trinidad singer-songwriter, and Cesar Salamanca Jr., animator. Watch talented people and get a chance to perform for only 200 pesos with free drinks. For ticket inquiries, contact Andy at 0939-1174-511 or contact JE at 0955-4033-661. See you there! This is brought to you by Talent.com in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
OMG! LOL! BRB!
Huwag hanggang social media lang ang pagiging social mo. Kung social ka online, pwede ding maging social sa totoong buhay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Usapang P.
Puso,
pamilya,
puson,
puwerta.
Ako?
Paki mo.
Ayan, lalong sumasarap ang ating usapan ngayong umaga.
Umiinit
dito sa usapang
pang-almusal. Brunch na nga. Nabusog na ako dahil sa usapan natin.
Simula pa lang ng araw, ito ang ating pinag-uusapan kasi nabanggit nga natin kanina, dapat simula pa lang, bata pa lamang, ay magkaroon na ng kamalayan, no, ang ating mga kabataan patungkol po sa kanilang sexualidad, sa kanilang katawan, di ba? Yung pag-claim na yan. And how do we raise an empowered generation, no, pagdating sa kanilang sexuality? Yan, simulan na natin yan. Of course, with our very special guest, Miss Ana P. Santos. Ayan, good morning ulit po. Ayan. O, kanina, nabanggit natin saying no, when to say no, and when to say yes, when are am I ready to say yes, mm-hmm. 'di ba?
Mm-hmm. How oh, 'di ba sa simula pa lang bata pa lang pagka pinagbeso-beso ka ng mga magulang mo sa mga tao na hindi mo naman kakilala, pwede ka bang mag-no?
Oh, siguro training 'di ba mm-hmm. our children to say no and say yes when they're uncomfortable, say no mm-hmm. and then say yes if they're ready. Meron bang mga tips ka dyan, Miss Anna, about saying no and yes?
I think we should also talk about how empowering it is to say no and how it's not a bad thing. Kasi culturally, ano tayo, right? We like to be amiable. We like to please. And there's nothing
alam
bad
mo,
about
ganyan
that.
Ganyan talaga mga Pilipino. But, kahit saan ako pumunta.
Oh, hindi dapat
trait natin yun eh.
And that can be a good thing pero hindi naman dapat sa at your own expense.
Yes.
Right? And, yung hindi ka na comfortable, kailangan mo pa rin mag-yes kasi mahihiya ka.
Yan, yung hindi dapat sinishame at pinapunish kapag ka nag-no.
I think yung keyword is respeto. Diba? Respeto sa ating mga anak or sa or kahit na hindi anak in our own positions. If you're a teacher, respeto sa student mo. Hindi porket mas bata sila sa'yo, they know less. Sa doktor, respeto rin sa patient.
Tama. Mm-hmm. Tama yan.
Ako biglang manunulat, respeto sa mga readers. Hindi yung nagto-talk down ako sa kanila. Mm-hmm. I think that's also a part of empowering one another. Yeah. And making sure that yung information natin is well received. Mm-hmm. Hindi yung syempre pag dineliver mo na medyo you're haughty and you're uppity about it, may tendency na i-resist yung information mo. Mm-hmm. But if we can make it in such a way that it's non-threatening, non-judgmental, mm-hmm. and not frightening, then I think that's a great way to start. And ang sa akin, just learning to say no, the power of no, your right to say no. Mm-hmm. And how it's not a bad thing.
Susugan ko lang yung salitang no, ha? Pag nag-no kasi tayo, dapat wala na rin expectation sa iba, mm-hmm. ng iba, mm-hmm. na kailangan pa nating i-justify yung no natin. Mm-hmm. Our no should be enough. Kasi di ba may tendency tayo na, hindi kasi pwede eh. Kasi, dapat hindi. Dahil parte yun pagiging ng pagre-respeto. Mm-hmm. Yan ang nakikita ko sa ibang kultura. Na I think isa sa mga weakness natin, pwede kailangan natin i-justify lahat ng mga sagot natin. Yung yes, madali eh. Pero yung no, bakit ba kailangan pasabihin bakit hindi?
And parang minsan kasi nagagamit din, mahal mo ba ako? Patunayan mo nga.
Oo.
Diba? How about that? Manipulation na yun.
Ito na may kasama pang pukpuk.
Kasi yung meron kami, when we have these discussions, and I'm so thankful that I have empowered women like you to talk about this with. When we have discussions like that, ano main learning natin? Controlling is not caring. Pero, di ba, yun ang kinaman natin from our parents. Strict ang parents natin. It's because they love us.
Mm-hmm. Tough love ba ka mo?
They, yung parents natin, sinasabihan ka, huwag mo isuot yan. Huwag kang ganun ka.
Huwag ka ganyan umarte.
Huwag ka ganyan umarte. Huwag ka na magpagabi. And then when the boyfriend does it, it seems like it's no different. It's just someone who's showing you love. Pero sabi ko nga, eh, hindi eh. Di ba? Bakit may ganung power dimension? Controlling is not caring. There are Facebook pages that I see some girls share it. May mga text na sinashare si boyfriend. Sino kasama mo, Faye? Kunwari, Faye, sino kasama mo? Tapos may mga, babe, ayoko nang late ka masyado. May ganun pa. And then, anong isusuot mo? Sino kasama mo? Si Sheryl, sino pa kasama nyo? Si Anna pa. Dinidetermine or the boyfriend is trying to ascertain that puro babae sila. Ano yung suot niya at anong oras daw siya uwi. And the girl shared it and said, oh, he's so sweet. And may mga girls na nagsasabi na, oh,
sampalin ko yung babaeng yan. Sinakita mo nga sa akin yan, oh, he's so sweet.
Sana may ganyan din ako. It's controlling. It is not caring. Mm-mm. I think, again, we go back, diba, to that autonomy.
Medieval, eh,
to respect. Ang basis ng autonomy is respect. Hindi ba? Yeah. That she can decide for herself, mm-hmm. who she can go out with, how long she can stay out, within certain boundaries, mm-hmm. of course. Kasi like, we're going to be careful with ourselves din naman. Diba?
Sino ba naman ang mangangalaga ng katawan natin at ng sarili natin, kundi tayo. Mm-hmm. So, tiwala. Mm-hmm. Oh, respeto at tiwala.
At trust. Oh, yun. Tiwala. Exactly that. Diba? Oh,
so, controlling is not caring.
No. Yung mga takeaway natin. Meron ka na agad na post. Yan ang aking hashtag. Controlling is not caring.
Oh, diba? Pero ito po, meron, based on, ako kasi nagre-reflect tuloy ako ngayon ng experiences ko.
Napapaisip ka, Shrel.
Kasi there are internalized rules and limitations ang mga babae. Pwedeng namana natin sa environment natin, sa mga magulang natin, sa mga nagpalaki sa atin, o kaya nakita natin sa media, sa TV, diba? Yung mga ganyan na kailangan, pag babae ka, kailangan effeminate ng mga kailangan, ganito yung suot, ganito ka umarte. Napareflect lang ako how I came up to be more empowered than I was. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi dati, hindi ko naman kiniklaim na parang, oh, sige, shy lang ako, tahimik lang ako sa side. Ano kaya yung mga triggers or reasons o pwede nating magawa, no? For women to be empowered, sabihin natin, hindi na simula nung bata pa eh.
Hindi diba? Naman talaga. Minsan nga, pag tiniisip ko din yung aking journey, parang, hindi naman ako ganito dati.
Oo.
Pero minsan, pinipilit ka ng panahon, right? I'm a single parent. Kailangan akong mag-toughen up, di ba? At ngayon, tinuturo ko sa anak ko minsan, pag nagfa-falter siya, sabi ko, baby, I didn't raise a doormat. Diba? You have to know how to stand up for yourself.
Yan, yan si Miss Anna. Ako naman ay teenage pregnancy. Pero siguro, ano lang, malaking bagay din na ang, pinag-usapan kasi natin relationships din kanina, diba? Siguro malaking bagay din na ang napangasawa ko, kahit kinda medyo controlling, hindi enough. Yung parang tamang-tama lang. Kasi ganun din naman yung pagmamahal eh. So parang, binibigyan ako ng leeway, may respeto at tiwala. Ganon din lang for both of us. Kasi feeling ko, ako rin naman controlling minsan eh. Mahirap hindi rin yung, lang naman ano eh.
Mahirap i-draw yung line, di ba? Kasi ayaw mo din naman ang wala siyang pakisayo.
Disiplina yung isa. Right. Hindi rin lang naman control. Kundi kailangan mo rin ng disiplina. Kasi ganon din naman tayo sa mga taong mahal talaga natin. Hindi mo naman hinahayaan na pag nakikita mo ng mali ang ginagawa, eh sasabi mo, sige lang, kasi nire-respeto kita dahil nagtitiwala ako sa'yo. Pero kung blatantly, nakikita mo naman na may maling ginagawa based doon sa values na tama, yung core values ninyo as a person, as a family, dapat sasabihin mo rin na, anak, oh darling, di ba, ano naman, pag-isipan mo maigi, parang may tamang paraan kasi ng pakikipag-communicate eh, ng pagsasabi eh.
I think it's that also, di ba, the framing choice of words, the message, the tone.
Oo, yung pati facial expression ng nanay ha, kahit tama yung salitang sinasabi mo, pero kitang-kita sa pagmumukha mo na, pilit na pilit lang yung sinasabi mo, yung fake na fake, di ba? Parang masisense din yan ng mga taong kausap natin. Eh.
Oh, so ngayon, ang dami ko nang kilala na women at diba dati ang sabihin, kailangan at this age, mag-aasawa ka, bakit wala ka pang boyfriend, yung mga ganyan kinatanong.
Oh, yan din, at the other end of the spectrum.
Yes, pero ngayon, there are women I know na parang I'm embracing my sexuality.
Oh, ayaw
I
don't magkaanak.
Yes, ayoko, ayoko magkaanak.
Oh, ayoko, gusto ko magkaanak, ayoko ng asawa.
Ang daming emerging voices,
diba? Diba yun din yun? Pare-parehas lang naman yun.
Again, nag-a-adjust tayo to the society, right? Na women are more educated, they delay getting married because they have other opportunities brought to them by their education. So, some of them may want to delay having children or may not want to have children at all.
At all.
At
marami yun.
Marami yung ganyong voices, di ba? Very stigmatized din yun noon.
Pero titignan mo kasi sila doon sa social spectrum. Iba talaga, ang level of education also has something to do with it. Talagang isang significant factor yun.
And I just think we have to have a space for those many different voices. Para ikaw ang magde-decide ng buhay mo.
Eh yung, hindi naman lalaki ang gusto ko eh.
Oh. Okay lang din yun.
O, diba? O, di kaya eh, hindi parehong naman lang. Isang lalaki ang gusto ko.
Or, parehong babae at lalaki ang gusto ko. At the same time.
So, mga panggabing version. Kailangan pa natin ng mga panggabing version na usapin.
Pero you know, ang sabihin ko lang din, natutuwa ako na I have interactions with different groups. Yun ang, I'm very grateful na ganun yung work ko bilang manunulat. Ang dami rin mga women's groups, young women's groups coming together. And like, I can name one, which is Girl Gang Manila. They're on Facebook as GRR. So, tatlong R.
Siguro dapat i-guest din natin yung mga yan.
Kasi, nung tinanong ko sila, ano ba yung reason why we put this together? Ang ganda nung sinabi nila, these are young women in their 20s and their 30s. They said, at some point in their life, when they needed guidance, when it came to sex, when it came to relationships, there was an older woman who acted as the older sister and held their hand. And they want
parang
to pay it forward.
Din,
diba? They just want
fellowship,
to pay it
parang
forward.
Sorority. Feeling ko sorority yan. Ganyan lang ang pangalan niya.
Oo. Pero hindi ba ang ganda? Yun ang kailangan natin. wag na natin hintayin yung gobyerno, wag na natin hintayin yung DepEd mag-roll out ng comprehensive sexuality education when we can have talks like this on DZUP, when Girl Gang Manila can have small talks, when on my Facebook page on Sex and Sensibilities, we can have these kinds of conversations.
Ala, Miss Anna, gawa nga tayo ng conference. Let's put all these groups of people together and let's just talk about women's health and sexuality.
Let's
what do you
do
think,
it.
Ano?
Alam mo, dati ko na yun plinano. Ang pangalan, Talk Sassy to Me.
O sige. Baka ngayon na yun. Anyway, naman, may tamang na, panahon sa lahat. Yes. Baka ngayon na yung tamang panahon. Correct.
Meron na tayong tamang panahon. Sige, pero wow, baka maging part 2 na to ha. I'm so excited. Naging brainstorming pa to.
Ay, ganun talaga. Ganun.
Excited tayo mapag-usapan.
Pero finally kasi may demand na kung nakikita. Dati, these conversations that we have now, they would happen in what? Small corners.
Hushed voices.
Messages. Tandaan mo, Shrel, noong nagsimula tayo sa usapang P, yan mismo ang dahilan kung bakit in-envision namin, kung bakit nagkaroon ng usapang P na programa. Mm-hmm. Dahil ayaw nga namin na hush-hush at isang corner at sa loob lang ng mga klinika ng mga doktora na, mga doktor na pakikinggan yun. Minsan nga hindi mo pa napag-uusapan yan sa doktor kasi kung hindi naman yan i-open ng mga doktor, hindi rin yan i-volunteer na information ng mga pasyente namin. Mm-hmm. So, kailangan mo pang i-probe dahan-dahan. Kasi ang unang sasabihin ng mga pasyente, nakakahiya, doktore. Sabi, bakit ka mahihiya? Katawan mo yan. Palaging issue ko talaga yan. Issue ko yan. Kaya sabi ko, I think panahon na rin para mag-branch out. Gamitin ang tri-media, di ba? Yes. Para mapalaganap ang tamang kaalaman ukol sa pangangatawan at sexualidad ng isang babae.
Correct.
And being comfortable, di ba, having confidence in your own body, dyan nagsisimula, dahil na-mention ni Doc Faye yun eh. Once you embrace kung anumang shape, size, whatever it is that you have.
Color, di ba? Smell.
Including smell. Tama.
Ay, nako, hindi nyo po nakikita kasi ang aming guest, may suot po siyang pussy hat. Kung makita niyo lang pa, ikwento mo nga yung pussy hat mo.
Kasi hindi ba may nanalo na presidente dun sa Estados Unidos, no? Na malaki yung protesto sa kanya nung siya yung pronounce na presidente. Nagka-spontaneous women's march across the different states. And the women were wearing pussy hats. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, meron tayong nakuha na record si President Trump, no? I just grabbed them by the pussy. So, naging part itong pussy hat na to ng isang pang simbolo ng pagprotesta. And I was, you know, these are not sold, right? You don't have a ready-made pussy hat on the stores. Mm-hmm. But people who were going to the protest started knitting them. And men were wearing it, women were wearing it, some young children were wearing it, and I was so jealous. I asked my friend, uy, kuha mo naman ako ng isang pussy hat. Okay. At siya naman, bless his heart, pinadala niya talaga ako, di ba? Tiga state siya, pero kumuha siya ng isang pussy hat and pinadala niya sa akin when his parents visited at nakauwi na. And his request was just, the person who knitted it was giving it out for free and just requested that if you're gonna wear it, please talk about it and please take your photograph using it. So we see that the values of protest, of demanding autonomy and respect for yourself, you know, they're out there and in different parts of the world. So I'm very proud to be wearing my pussy hat in this part of the world, in the Philippines.
Gawa din tayo ng puting.
Nainggit ako doon ah. Parang gusto ko din.
Alam mo, nagko-crochet ako. Hindi ako nag-minit, nagko-crochet ako. Pero siguro...
Kaya mo, Doc Faye, gawan mo tayo.
Pag natapos ko na. Magpapagawa tayo, Shrel.
Oo nga.
Gawa rin tayo. Sige, di ba? Pag na-conference tayo. Oh, kini-claim ko na yung conference.
Claim natin yan.
Women's conference.
Yeah. You can join us, no? Ay, by the way, if you need, if you want to ask questions, no? And siguro padala nyo yan sa amin. And any topic
kahit
you want to talk about.
Kahit sa FB page po natin.
Sa Facebook po natin. And pwede rin sa DZUP 0927-220-8332.
Okay, I'm putting it out there, ha? For different groups who would like to collaborate with Usapang P, with Miss Anna Santos, with her advocacy groups. Baka panahon na talaga para bumuo tayo ng isang komperensya na ang pag-uusapan lang talaga natin ay puwerta mo, pakiko.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, puwerta ko, pakipo.
Oh,
in different aspects of sexuality. And empowerment.
Oo. And interesting, no? Kasi ito, it's just one of the, ang tawag dito, expressions, no? Mm-hmm. Kung paano ay nagpo-protesta ang mga kababaihan about certain issues of women and sexuality, di ba? Women's rights. Interesting tuloy, Miss Anna, sa mga experience mo, ano-ano pa yung mga nakita
forms,
mong forms of expressions, forms of protest, di ba? Kasi, ang ano yung ngayon, ang daming paraan, eh, di ba? Ang daming expression, video, sabi nga natin, around us, napakarami pwedeng daluyan ng impormasyon, daluyan ng advokasya.
Correct. I think the millennials are really the ones
creative
who are so creative when it comes to coming out with slogans. You know, really witty, very creative slogans of protest. Pati yung mga memes, ginagawang form of protest yan.
Totoo.
Hindi ba? Even when we post something on social media or we share something on Twitter or these petitions that are going online, lahat yun, form of protest. For me, my form of protest is writing. Gagamitin ko lang siya dun sa isa nating example, yung Supreme Court temporary restraining order on contraceptives.
Kailangan mapag-usapan.
Galit na galit ako noon, no? Pero anong magagawa ko? Sa ko pwede akong magsulat. So sulat ng sulat ng sulat ng lahat ng different aspects kailangan nasa awareness ng mga tao na ganito yung mangyayari, ano yung implications nun. At I'm very fortunate also na yung Summit Media, which publishes Cosmo, Esquire, FHM,
uh-huh,
all of those magazines, they were very much behind us. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
They carry articles or byline, nakikita
they do.
Ko, no?
At hindi lang yon, inassign pa nila yung iba-ibang writers
to write about
to write about it. Oh, wow. So it was in all the publications, and that's how we should treat it, right? It was also in the men's publications, mm-hmm, because this not only affects the women, it affects men.
Malaking bagay.
Correct.
At may responsibility din both men and women, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Para pag-usapan itong mga ganitong klase ng usapin about women empowerment and sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. At napakaganda po nung ating usapan. No? Any last, siguro na lang, messages, tips from you, Miss Anna?
Matatapos na.
Yes.
Ang bilis ng oras. Ang bilis ng
gagawa
panahon.
Talaga tayo ng conference. Yun na yung part 2, part 3 ng usapang P, puwerta ko paki mo.
Mm-mm.
Na isisingit ko yan sa ano ko, journal ko.
Yes.
Siguro sa you know, if I were to think of what the last thing I'd like to say before we sign off on this program, I think it would be for our young girls and our young teens or our adults listening, it's really to have a dream for yourself. You know, part yun ng self-esteem, di ba? Yung meron kang isang pangarap para sa sarili mo. And I think that when you empower yourself to think about what you can be, yung potential mo, di ba? That's the best form of contraception, eh, di ba? Having a dream for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then knowing that it's in your power to see that dream come true, then you'll make a lot of right and well-informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cheryl, may take home ka rin? May message ka rin?
Oo, that includes, dagdagan ko na lang sinabi ni Miss Anna, no? That includes deciding when you want to have a child. That includes deciding when you are ready to have a child. Or that includes then when you don't want, di ba? You have the choice to not have a child,
mm-hmm,
if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, wag na hindi tayo na-measure lang sa matres natin.
Oo.
Tama.
At sa hymen.
At pwede sa hymen.
Virginity is a choice.
Hindi pa
choice
natin napag-usapan.
Diba? May isa lang ako idadagdag ulit. Pag nadapa, hindi kailangang mag-stay ka na lang doon sa pagkakalugmok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Lalo na doon sa mga kababaihan natin, ating mga kabataan. Kahit na hindi na masyadong bata, pag nagkamali ka, palaging may panahon para bumangon.
Correct.
Yan.
Correct.
Kasi yun yun eh, parang gusto nila kung saan na lang sila nadapa, hanggang doon na lang sila. So, ang pag-empower din, alam mong meron kang chance to do it all over again. And sana do it correctly, do it right. And try to make a brand new start.
At yan, napakasarap ng feeling nung nadapa ka man, nakabangon ka, tas
diba? Kasi naalala ko yung sinasabi mong pangarap eh. Hindi porke magkamali ka minsan, hindi mo na kayang maabot yung pangarap mo. In fact, napaka-importante ng mga pagkakamali.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, no, maraming salamat.
Thank you so much also for
sana having maulit
me.
Sana maulit. Hindi,
mag-uusap tayo, Miss
Anna. Mag-uusap tayo.
Very, ano na,
kung
lagi pa tayo. Yes, yes, yes.
Sige, maraming salamat po sa pagsama ninyo sa atin sa ating episode na Puwerta Ko,
Paki Mo.
Ayan, bilang huli na lamang hatid namin sa inyo dahil nasimulan na natin, ito pong aming parinig, Let's Talk About Sex.
Oh. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Now to the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now just talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hot to trot, make any man's eyes pop. She use what she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drool like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. So she should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and the note that last night was dope. Dope.
Oh. Hey. Ooh, 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 take it easy, y'all.
Usapang P.
Puso,
pamilya,
puson,
puwerta.